Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:42, it's Good Morning to Oisin.
Good morning, Audrey. Starting with soccer, and Festi Ebasele has been called into the Republic of Ireland squad to play Greece after Seamus Coleman returned to his club Everton due to an injury picked up in defeat to England on Saturday. Ebasele, currently on loan at Watford from Udinese, has three caps already for the senior team and is a former under-21 international. Coleman was forced off with an ankle injury in the 57th minute of a disappointing day for the boys of green, and head coach Hamer Halgrimson selected Matt Doherty on the wing, and it remains to be seen if he rejigs his formation on Tuesday. That could see Doherty replace Coleman at right back. Meanwhile, the FAI did not report any other injury concerns. Now to golf, and Matt Wallace won the Omega European Masters in Switzerland after a playoff with Spain's Alfredo Garcia Heredia. A birdie on the first playoff hole secured the victory for Wallace and his first DP World Tour win in 6 years. The pair had finished regulation play tied on 11 under par, with Wallace firing in a final round of level par 70, Garcia Heredia a 4 under par 60. They were one clear of Andrew Johnston, while Waterford's Gary Hurley signed for a fourth round of level par 70 to end the tournament on 2 over par overall and tied for 56th spot. Now to tennis, and Jannik Sinner let his tennis do the talking as he won the US Open for the first time. The world number one came into the tournament under a cloud of attention following his anti-doping scandal, where he escaped a ban despite two positive tests in March. Many people thought Sinner was lucky not to be suspended, but he put all that to one side to claim a second Grand Slam title of the year by ending Taylor Fritz's American dream in New York. The 23-year-old Italian won 6-3, 6-4 and 7-5 to add this crown to the title he won in Australia back in January, going on to say both victories had their own unique pressures.
You can't really compare them because it's different circumstances, different times of the year. I believe that in Melbourne was a kind of relief, you know, because in my mind, you know, it was like I was working for it, and you never know if you can win one Grand Slam or not. But when you win one, you know that you can do it potentially. Here was difficult because also the pre-tournament circumstances were not easy. I felt like that I've grown, you know, match by match, and that my confidence level went higher and higher at some point, but it was different because I had more, maybe a bit more pressure this time than in Australia. So I'm happy how I handled this one, and just excited to have this trophy with me.
And that's Jannik Sinner there. Now onto cycling, and Primoz Roglic sealed a record-equalling fourth Vuelta a España title yesterday. He reclaimed the red jersey from Australian Ben O'Connor with a devastating solo attack on stage 19 on Friday, and the Slovenian rider never looked back as he equaled Spaniard Roberto Herrera's record of 4 Vuelta wins. Ireland's Eddie Dunbar finished 30th on the final stage to claim 11th overall, but will remember his Grand Tour for two stunning stage wins. Here at home, Mia Griffin successfully defended her lead at the top of the Ross Naman general classification in Kilkenny yesterday, becoming the first Irish rider to win the race since Olivia Dillon in 2013. The Kilkenny native recently returned from competing on the track in a first Olympic Games in Paris, finished safely in the bunch behind stage winner and teammate Lucy Lee to secure the overall victory. Stage 5 time trial winner Noor Dekker of the Netherlands finished the second in stage 6, ahead of Canadian Annabelle Thomas in third. And Welshman Stevie Williams became the first home winner of the Tour of Britain since 2016. Ireland's Rory Townsend finished 6th on the final stage and 34th overall, 9 seconds behind compatriot Liam O'Brien in 33rd, and Dean Harvey was 84th in general classification. Now to Gaelic Games, and in the Galway Senior Hurling Championship, All-Ireland champion St Thomas's drew with Gort 118 to 21 points, sending the town side into a relegation battle. The 6 in a row county champions had a 4th minute injury time equaliser from Damien McGlynn, who spoke afterwards to Mike McCartney.
We just never got going, really, I suppose. We were very disjointed. I suppose following the highs of last year, it's probably taken us a while to kind of get back into it again. Like, we know the level we're capable of, and like, we know that's not it. And we know what we have to do. We have to put our head down now and go back Tuesday evening and just get back on the horse again. We know we've been off, but we know the standard and the level of ability we have, and we know we will be back. We'll put in the work.
Did you think at any stage that St Thomas's were going out of the championship?
I suppose you try not to think when you're in the game, you're trying to focus on the game, but I suppose it is at the back of your mind. Like, we knew what was at stake. We knew if things went against us, we were gone. Like, and like, we know we're a pro club. We don't want that to happen at this stage. So I suppose you try not to think of it, but at the end of the day, that is what's driving you on. Like, you want to win, you want to stay in the championship. So it does cross your mind at times.
So 4 minutes into injury time, tell us about the goal.
We just tried to work a long ball, and I think I was around midfield area, and I seen Aina move to space, and I just made a beeline. We've done it in training multiple times. Like, you make the run, and like, we're intelligent people. We know to give the ball to the man in the better position. And like, Aina's pass was ridiculous. Like, he put it between two men, like, to put it straight in my hand. I had the easy part. I just had to finish it. Like, he made the run, he won the ball, and he picked me out. So credit to him, and just luckily I got around your man and just found the net, thank God.
That's Damien McGlynn there. Elsewhere, Kilmacud Crokes are through to the Dublin Senior Football Championship quarterfinals. The reigning champions played out an 11-8 draw with Thomas Davis in their final group match. And that was enough the top group four, with St Vincent's finishing as runners-up. Now, after Saturday's 4-wicket defeat, the Ireland women's cricket team face England in the second of their one-day international series this morning. The action gets underway at Stormont from 10:45, and then the sides will play each other again in Belfast on Wednesday before heading to Dublin for back-to-back T20 internationals this weekend. And finally, there's racing in Galway this afternoon, with the first of an 8-race card off at 3:20.